the time is really critical now. Amen. The time is really coming near where the Lord is soon to come back. Everybody knows that. We are in the last times. Amen. And it's not about being picky anymore. Amen. Or choosy. You know, we got to go out there and we got to spread the word. We got to, be missionaries. Go out there and tell anybody, you know, tell anybody anywhere about Jesus Christ. Not worrying about what they are or who they are, but tell them about Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. That's what it's about. You know, and that's the doctrine. The doctrine is Jesus Christ. Amen. You preach Jesus Christ will bring people in. Amen. Guaranteed 100%. I was a salesman, remember? 100% guaranteed. Amen. Hallelujah. Could y'all stand with me, please? And we're going to go into the Word of God, and I'm going to ask the Lord to bless the service.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless thy name. Lord, we thank you, O Father, already for thy wonderful Spirit. We thank you, O Lord Jesus, for everyone that's here. Lord, we know that you will bless them today. Lord, we know that you will bless everyone today, O Lord Jesus. We know that you have already been blessing us. And we pray that you will continue, O Lord, to feed us. We have not had enough of you, Lord, and we will never will. So please, O Lord Jesus, please bless us again today, O Father Jesus, by thy word. Give us, O Lord Jesus, what we need for our bodies and for our spirits, O Lord Jesus. Bless us, O Father, with knowledge, with wisdom, and with understanding, O Father Jesus, to go forth and to do your work. We pray, O Father Jesus, that you will bless, O Lord, our hearts to receive your word as always, O Lord Jesus, and that it'll be a part of us, that we digest it, and it'll be us, O Lord Jesus. It'll be a part of us, and we be a part of you, O Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Amen. We are having a great time in the Lord.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm having a great time in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And since I don't know about you, I'm going to ask you, are you having a great time in the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
It's not by how much people they are or how few people there are. You could be one. You could be two. You could be multiple. By how much people they are or how few people there are. You could be one. You could be two. You could be multiplied to thousands. Amen. But if we are all on one accord in the name of Jesus Christ, God is in the midst.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And he's working among us.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. There's blessings to be received when God is in the midst.
Amen.
There's always blessings to be received. But we got to be on one accord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We got to be of one mind. We got to act alike. And I'm not talking about being robots, a bunch of clones. I'm talking about having one mind.
Amen.
You know, I'm talking about loving one another. I'm talking about caring for one another.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great thing, you know, to see people. But it's even greater to care for them. Amen? But somehow we find it to be a hard thing to do, to care for people. Amen? We care more for ourselves than for other people. Amen? And we ought to stop doing that. Amen? Because that's not the way. The way is to care for other people. Amen? Because in order to love God, we have to love another person. We have to love a neighbor. Amen. And in order to love, we got to be able to be non-judgmental. Amen. We got to be non-judgmental. I'm going to try to talk to you today about judging. Amen. Because, you know, it has a lot to do with missionary work. Amen. In order to be a missionary, and you all are missionaries, I can't stress that enough. Moses said that, I wish you all were prophets. Amen. I wish you all were God's people and prophets and teachers. Because that's what God was about to do. He was about to make every single person that believes in Jesus Christ and have been baptized, and baptized of the body, and baptized of the spirit, to become servants that go out. Amen. You are all called out one, because you're called out of the world to be missionaries to Jesus Christ. Missionaries to go out and bring people in to the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Right. To go and tell them, let them know that there's only one person that can get them freedom from death, from sin, and from all evil, is Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is beautiful. He's beautiful. Amen. He's beautiful. Amen. Judging has a lot to do with missionary work, because that when you're a missionary, when you go out there and you speak to people, amen, you're going to have to be able to look past what you see. You're going to have to be able to don't trust your eyes, because your eyes are very deceiving. Amen. Your eyes are flesh. Amen. And if you don't believe me, they got some people out there that got what they call sorcerers and witchcraft people, that like David Copperfield, you heard of him, right? Amen. That he's a witch and a warlock, because they can deceive your eyes. They can make you believe something that is not real. Amen. So don't judge with your eyes. Let's move over to Matthew chapter 7 and verse 5, please. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 5. I'm sorry, verse 1 through 5. If you got it, please say amen. I know. Amen. Judge not that ye be judged. Not, or that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye should also be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye, thou hypocrite? First, says the Lord, cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Amen. Praise the Lord. Say hallelujah if you agree with me. Amen. Amen. 100%. Amen. You've got to be able to see past the flesh. Amen. You know, judgment defined, or to judge, means to conclude in one's mind, to decide, or to come to a conclusion about someone or something. Amen. That's a judge. Amen. But if you look at the judges in a courthouse and you see the way that they operate, it doesn't matter how you see things. They don't really go on speculation, they call it. They don't really go on what you think is happening. They don't really go on what you believe is happening. But you know what they go with? They go with the facts. Amen? They go with the facts. They go with what they have evidence for. They go with what they know exactly they can have concrete proof for. Amen? And they don't judge according to how they think that something ought to be. Of course, you got your corrupted judges that's going to judge the wrong way. Amen? But I'm talking about the law in general. You know, don't ask me why I'm talking about law, because every law is of God. Amen? Every law is of God. And God did put the judges there and the lawyers. And if you're doing good, you don't have to fear them. But if you're not doing good, then fear them, because they are God's ministers. Amen, says the Bible. Amen. And judges, they are very careful not to just go with what they feel it should be the right thing to do. Amen. Or what they think that, hey, you know what? I think this guy is telling the truth. All right? I think he's a good guy. They don't go with that. Because many a times they put evil people back in the community and they put good people in jail. But you have a judge that is higher than every other judge in this world.
Amen.
You have a judge that is Jesus Christ that knows exactly what your situation is and how to judge that situation. And he will judge your situation. And he will not let any evil person go back in the community. And he will not let any good person be locked up for the wrong reason. Amen? But sometimes when he lets you be locked up, or you see somebody that has been in jail, or someone has been freed from jail, don't judge them. Amen? Because you don't know why God let this person go. Believe me, if they put a person in jail, God knows that they're there. And if they take them and they let a killer out, God knows that he let them out. And believe me, every single person is going to reap what they sow. Probably that killer that was let out was not supposed to spend the rest of his life in jail, because that could have been too easy a punishment for him. You don't know what God has on the outside for him. Amen? And when you see someone goes to jail, if you don't have the facts, try not to think too much. Because Brother Stewart went to jail the other day, and I thought he was a preacher. I thought he was a righteous man. I thought he was a man of God. He preached to us, but yet he went to jail. And then, later on, you see that before a prisoner on death row went to his death, he was saved because somebody told him about Jesus Christ. Amen? Because God sent a missionary like Brother Stewart inside to talk to that evil person, to talk to that killer, or to talk to that rapist, or to tell them how that Jesus Christ can save your soul no matter what you did. Amen? No matter what you did.
Amen.
So when you see somebody is doing something, you got to be careful about how you judge them. Amen? You better get the facts first.
All right.
Or hear the end of the conversation, that you know what the situation is. Because God deals with situations. And he goes according to situations, because there is a thing called fate. Do you believe in fate?
Amen.
Amen. I just want to make sure.
Right.
You believe in fate?
Yes.
Because God is the master of fate. He's above fate. And he's the one that puts fate. Fate is just like a wheel. Amen. That God put his finger on and began to spin it. And whatever happens is going to happen. And he's in control of that. And sometimes he interrupts fate. He say, hey, you know what? And he stick his finger in there and he stop that wheel. And he come and he give you a miracle. Amen. But fate is already set. Praise the Lord. I think I better put this paper away because I keep blown away. Amen. But God is the master of faith. And people, if you trust in God, you will know that your faith is already set.
Amen.
And if you trust in God, you will know that another person's faith is already set. There is two ways in faith. There is one that is evil, and there is one that is good. Some people say that you are in control of your own fate. I say, no, you're not in control of your own fate. And then again, I say, yes, you are in control of your own fate. And you say, what, Brother Stewart, you're confusing me. One time you say we're in control of our own fate. The next time you say we're not. What do you mean? What I mean is that you already have the right to go on the left or to go on the right. Amen? You have the right to choose good or to choose bad. Am I right? And if you choose the right way, your fate is already set in the right way. If you choose the wrong way, your fate is already set in the wrong way. Yeah. There's two roads, good and bad. Whichever one you choose, there's going to be good and there's going to be bad in it. But the end thereof, one is evil and one is good. If you choose the good way, you're going to have some bad times in it. You're going to have some good times. Hopefully more good times than the bad times. Sometimes you got to suffer more than reaping good times. But don't judge the situation either. Have faith. Know that God is the master of your fate, and that at the end of the road, you shall go to heaven because that you have walked a righteous road. Amen. I preach a thing called, there's a difference between a righteous man and a good man. There's also good and evil. There's good and evil on a road, but at the end of it, it is good. Also, on the left, on the evil road, there is good and there is evil, but at the end, there is evil. You understand that? Shall I clear it up? It means that sometimes you judge some people that look like they're doing real good. Sometimes you judge those people that look like they have it all. They've been blessed by the Lord because the Lord say He reigns on the just and the unjust. Amen? And their hearts are evil, but yet God blesses them. And sometimes it looks like He blesses them more than the people of God. Sometimes it looks like that. Amen? But they're in their world, and the world don't cast them out because this is their place. Amen? And the world give unto those people. But the world does not give unto the people of God. You know who give unto the people of God? God give unto the people of God. We are not of the world. Amen? We're just a part of it. And God is going to keep you from every evil thing. Now that person that's on that road, and it seems like everything is going good for that person, and you judge. Yeah, it's automatic to judge. Amen? But do some good judging. And you look, because it says, every tree have its fruit. Praise the Lord. Every tree has its fruit. And a good tree, Bible says it's impossible. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. No matter how bad it looks. You get me? And a bad tree cannot bring forth good fruit. No matter how good it looks. You get me? No matter how good it looks. So be careful how you judge and how you see things. Don't judge with your eyes what you see or what you don't see. But judge with the Spirit of God that is in you. The Spirit that He gave you. Because if you judge with the Spirit of God, it is not you that judge, but God that judge. Amen? And you will give a godly judgment. Because that God will not have you judge unrighteously. Judge, but don't judge like those that are in the world. that those that don't have yet understanding. Don't judge according to how you feel, how your heart feels, what you think, what you learned long time ago, what old school says. I've been doing this all my life this way, and I'm a judge. You know, people like to judge by the past. Amen. You know what? Your father was bad, your mother was bad, so that means you're bad too. You know, and people like to judge by things that they've seen. They cannot judge the future. And that's what he means when he say don't judge. A lot of places you see God say judge, and then a lot of places you see he says don't judge. When he says don't judge, it means don't judge circumstances you know nothing about. Don't judge how the particulars worked out. Amen? And you know the end of a person's story. Where am I going with this? Sometimes you see people going through some things in life. They look like they're going through a hard time. They look like God is not with them. They look like, oh man, if you're a child of God, then how come you don't have this and you don't have that? How come you lose your job, or you lose your wife, or you lose your car, or you lose some child? If God is with you. Amen. And people are born judges. They came out with a robe on, a black robe, to judge. Amen. And they love to judge. It's automatic. It's easy. We can do the things that are easy. It's easy to judge people. Amen. But you see someone going through a hard time and you see things happening, don't judge. Sister Charlene had a testimony she was reading yesterday. And she was reading about the girl that was bent up. And she had her bones all crunched over. And she was crunched over. And a lot of things was happening in her. And most of the people that would look at her will think that she has sinned. Amen. And if they didn't know better, they will say that it's because she sinned why these things happened, or because her mother sinned, or because her father sinned, or because so many things that she did. And people will come with a whole bunch of reasons as to why this thing is happening to people. But as you can see, the end of that story was that God, I believe this is it, that God was using this woman or this young girl as a testimony. As a living testimony, born deformed, to show the work of God, to bring out the work of God, to show that God can heal. And people, I tell you that God will let you go through some things in hospitals. He will let you go through a lot of pain in hospitals, and go through on the knife so many times. And he will let you be cut open by the doctors and go through radiation therapy and things like that. He will let you go through all those things just to show somebody somewhere, you don't know who is looking, you don't know who is going to see you, to show somewhere that after all these doctors have done all they can, you're going to come back to me and ask me, and I will bless you. Amen. After you come back to me, after you realize that you can't be healed unless I cause you to be healed, then you will be healed. And you look and you say, well, if the doctors do it, it's not God who did it. And you judge and you say, well, it's not God who did it if the doctors did it. You got to come in the church and you got to kneel down on the floor and you got to pray for God. And everybody got to see when you get up and run. Everybody got to see the miracle of God. And you say that. Are you telling me that when God used a doctor who he gave knowledge to sew up a person when they got torn open by something, or to take out the cancer, are you telling me that's not a miracle? Are you telling me that God did not do that? Where's your faith? God says he's in control of everything. He's in control of those doctors. Amen? Don't judge them. Don't judge nobody. If it is good, be happy with the person. Amen? Somebody say, you know what, the doctors, they helped me out, you know, and oh, God bless those doctors. They're just good. And you got some people who say, you know, doctor that healed them, you know, you ought to come to Jesus Christ. But they already been healed. God already healed them. Who said? Did God say only inside of the temple or in the church will God heal you? He didn't say that. Guarantee you, he didn't say that. And we judge and we think, because we have been brought up to think that way, that you can only get healing here in the church. You can get healing anywhere as long as you believe in Jesus Christ and you call on him and ask him. You believe that? He will bless you. He will. God blesses the sinner. Amen? He blesses anybody that asks him and believe in him. The main point is that you believe in him. If you don't believe him, he probably still bless you, but not like he would have blessed you if you had believed in him. Because God still takes care of everybody. He reigns on the just and he reigns on the unjust. Amen? He takes care of everybody. Judge not. Amen? Judge not. You see somebody going through some trials and some tribulations, and you think you know it all. You think that you know why this person is going through that. Oh, he must have sinned. Oh, yes, I know what he did. He must have sinned against God. I can see it. You can't see nothing. You don't know what God is working in that person. You don't know the lives of the individual. But God knows the lives of the individual. Why a person one day will come into the church and praise God, and the next day they're outside, smoking their cigarette, drinking their drink, carrying on. I remember when I first came to the Lord, and it was time to go to church and get baptized. I said, no, Lord, one more time. Let me just go to the New Year's party first. Amen. And the people was having a prayer meeting at that time, and it was New Year's. I said, I want to go have some New Year's Eve drinks and drink my Schwabenbräu and smoke my cigarettes first. Amen? I know you don't want to hear that. It's all right. I got a point. But after that, after I got that out of my system, amen, I went to the Lord. The Lord called me. But I didn't go right away. Doesn't mean that I will never go. So don't judge me yet. Some people, it takes time. I spoke yesterday about there's a time and a purpose under heaven for everything. There's a certain time for you. A certain time when you're supposed to come in. Don't think that the day that you walk through that door and get baptized in Jesus' name and filled with His Holy Ghost, that you did it on your own. You didn't do it on your own. He already planned. He already knew I was going to go to that party. He already knew I was going to go and enjoy my last liquor, my last cigarette. He already knew that. He saw us come in to the church, and we were not yet married, my wife and I, when we first came into the church. We were just boyfriend and girlfriends. And then after that, you know, we walked into church and every head turned. But the Lord had already saved us. Amen. And we weren't doing anything after the Lord saved us. But I'm sure you can see the wheels turning in everybody's mind as to, look at them. You know,
see, sinning against God so bad. Yeah. And you don't know that we had never touched each other until that we were married. And the only thing that we had in our minds was Jesus Christ and to serve Him, because we came to Him. And it was because of Jesus Christ why we came together. Amen? Because if it wasn't for the Lord, we probably wouldn't have been together. Judge not the situation, because you don't know it. Then what do you judge? Judge the evidence. Judge what you got in front of you. Amen? How come it's so easy to judge something that you don't know, and it's so hard to judge something that you do know? How come it's so easy? Amen? You see some relative doing the wrong thing, and you turn your face and you say, it's okay. You know, God is working on him. It ain't no problem. And you know exactly what he's doing. And everybody can tell you to your face, and everybody can show you the evidence of what this person is doing. He said, no, not my child. No, not my nephew, not my brother. But stuff you don't know anything about, oh, I know he did it. I just know that he did it. Yeah, I know it. But let him touch your child. Amen? Let him touch your child. Let him touch your loved one and your relative. And you'll see how you fight back. And you will, and God will show it to your face, and you will say, no, it's not so. It's not so. It's not so. I don't believe it. But no, it wasn't really him. It was some guy from across the... Oh, yeah, I knew. I saw him the other day. Yeah, you're right. You know, it's easy to judge somebody that you don't know than to judge someone that you do know. Amen. Judge the good thing, not the bad thing. You can judge, but judge righteously. Judge in the Lord, because it will be God's judgment. Amen. Being a missionary, you got to be able to go out there and look past the flesh. Look past what a person looks like on the outside. Can you get past that? If you can get past that, you can win a lot of souls. You can win a lot of souls to the people if you can get past that. Look past the flesh, because if you look at the flesh, you're judging the flesh. Jesus Christ, when the woman caught in adultery was running away from the crowd that was about to stone her, Jesus knew that she'd been caught in adultery. He knew that. Yet he did not judge her. He looked past that, the fact that she was caught in adultery. He never once mentioned it. But she was caught in adultery. That's a fact. But that's not the point. The point is, they're about to kill this woman. You know what? I think she has something worse to worry about now than adultery. They was about to kill this woman. But Jesus said, woman, after he chased them all away through his word, he said, woman, where's the people that judge you and condemn you? She said, I don't know, Lord. They're gone. And he said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more.
All right.
Amen? Praise the Lord. Go and sin no more.
Amen.
Amen? You see people sinning. Yeah, they're going to sin. I mean, there's more sin in this world. There was more sin in Sodom than there was a righteous man, remember? There was only one, right? One and his family, and we don't know how righteous their family was, but we know that the Bible says that Lot was righteous. And sin is always in the world. But if we get stuck by the sin that people do, we will never, ever be able to reach down inside them and touch their soul. Amen? We got to look past that. I'm not saying to agree with their sin. Don't get me wrong. I must set that straight. I'm not saying to agree with a person's sin. But I'm saying that don't judge them, because you don't know what work God is working in that person. God didn't tell you to go and judge them. He tell you to go and tell them about me. Tell them about me. And by telling them about me, they're going to give up their sin. And they're going to change. The gospel is about Jesus Christ, not about that you sin, you sin, you sin. Oh, you know what you've been doing? You've been doing adultery. They know what they've been doing. Praise the Lord. They do know what they've been doing. They know it better than you. Amen? Don't worry about that. I guarantee you, if you stop looking what's before you and don't trust your eyes, but trust the Spirit of God, if you say you got the Spirit of God, trust the Spirit of God that tell you to go over there and talk to that person, you will win that person's soul because you're not looking on his flesh. You see a person crippled in the chair and you say, well, you know, if you really believe in God, you would have got up for that chair already. There was a man that was lame from the day that he was born. And what did God say to him? You were made this way from the day you were born just so that I can show my power in there. Just for that reason. Amen? You never know. And you see people coming to church and they have not been healed. And you say, well, it's because of this reason and it's because of that reason. You don't know. You don't know what God is working in that person. You do not know. Do not judge. Woe to the world because of offenses, says the Lord. It must be that offenses shall come, but woe to him by whom the offense come by. Amen? Woe to him. Because most of the offenses come by us judging someone. Judging a situation the wrong way. And then set out to make that situation right by yourself. Amen? Can you make a situation right by yourself? I don't think so. Knowing that a person sinned, knowing that this person is in adultery, knowing that they have committed murder, so what? What can you do about it? Amen? And why are you going to chase after them and tell them, you committed murder, you're an evil person? No. You committed murder. But let me tell you that Jesus Christ will still forgive you. Amen? You raped a person, but Jesus Christ will still forgive you if you repent. If you repent, he will still forgive you. The thief on the cross, Jesus didn't look at him and say, what you up here for? You did all that stealing and things. He said, today, because you believe in me, you will be with me in paradise. Amen? You will be with me in paradise. Jesus did not judge him. Amen? He didn't judge him. There is a lot of things that Jesus didn't do, and one of them, he didn't judge people. You know why? Because it's not time for it. And he didn't tell us to go out there. He said, go out there and preach the gospel to each and every person. What is the gospel? The gospel is Jesus Christ crucified. Amen? That's the gospel. Jesus Christ crucified. Go out there and preach the Great Commission. Don't go out there and judge them. Preach Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, when he comes back on the day of judgment, will judge. And that will be the time to judge. And it won't be you doing the judging. Because you can't judge like Jesus can judge. Amen? You can't judge like he can judge. Amen? And there's a time and a season and a place for every single thing under heaven. Every single thing. Amen? This is not the time for judging. This is the time for moving on, getting to the people's soul. Amen? God, I tell you, if you bring somebody into church, you got to their soul and you bring them into church, God is going to change them. You know that. God is going to fix them up. He's going to bring forth, and the Lord added to the church daily, those who should be saved. Amen? You can bring all the people in you want. You can bring their necks and force them to come in. You can bring them with a gun and hold them to the altar, but it's not time. Is it time? You don't know the time. So relax. The Bible says, God says, relax. Take it easy. Don't get your blood pressure up, says the Lord. Don't get your blood pressure up. Relax. Take it easy. Preach my word. Preach my gospel. Because by the foolishness of preaching, says the Lord, not by the wisdom of judging, but by the foolishness of preaching, shall men be saved. By your testimony shall they be saved. Don't you know a little love goes a long way? Amen. And a whole lot of hate. Can't stop it, right? A little love goes a long, long way. Just a little leaving. You know that leaving is love? Just a little leaving goes along. You just show somebody. You don't even know what to say sometimes, and you say just a little thing you're not even thinking about, and you don't know what that means to a person. You think that, oh man, I just said a little thing, and but that to that person, you said the best thing. That's the thing I've been waiting for all day. You don't know what's happening. A little love is not judgmental. Amen. Love is not judgmental. Love don't look on the flesh and say, hey, you know what? You're poorer than me. You're poorer than me. You know what? You can't come in my church. You know, we this is a rich people church here. You can't come in because you're poorer than me. Love don't say, you know what? God don't like people who mess around with other people and make people to hurt. But a little love, leaving us a whole lump. You just give them a little love. Hey, how about we do a new thing? How about we just start to show more love, as much love as we can find? As much love as we can dig up from the bottom of our heart. We just start showing it and showing it and showing it. I don't care how little it seems. I don't care what. I saw Sister Minicky walk around with a garbage can this morning. Because she wanted to show some love. Amen. She said she cleaned up yesterday because she wanted to show some love. Amen. She wanted to show that I do love you people. And I just want to do this little thing for you. And it goes a long way. Who don't appreciate it? Amen? It goes a long way. A little love goes a long way.
Amen. Yes.
Don't judge. Amen. I got a little parable for you. Amen. I wrote it down so I won't forget it. And I can probably tell it to you. It's about two fishermen that went fishing. Amen. Two fishermen went fishing. And they began to fish. And one fisherman, he caught a fish. And he threw it back because he said it was too scaly. And the other one caught another fish. And he put it in a basket. And the other fisherman, he caught another fish. And he threw it back because he said, this type of fish got too many bones. And then the other one he caught and he put it in his basket. And then the other guy, he caught another fish. He threw it back and he said, this one don't taste too good. I don't want this one either. And he threw it back. And this one don't look too good. You know, it's a catfish and it looks real ugly. You know how they look. And he threw it back too. And they went on catching fish, various types, and one keep putting it in a basket and the other one keep throwing it back. And then the night came when they're supposed to take the food home to their families to feed their families. And the one that kept the fish in his basket said to the other, so what are you going to do with your fish? And that one said, I didn't get any fish. I threw them all back for various reasons. And then he in turn asked the one that kept his fish in the basket the same question. And he answered him and said, I'm going to take my fish home and I'm going to scale it. And I'm going to fry it. Then I'm going to pick out all the bones. And I'm not going to look on his face. And then me and my family, we're going to enjoy that fish. Praise the Lord. Right? We're going to enjoy that fish. Amen. You know why? One had to eat, and the other did not have anything to take home to his family because why? He was too choosy. Amen. And he was judging every fish that he picked up. He picked one up and he threw it back. Oh, that's too scaly. Oh, that's too bony. Oh, that's too ugly. I don't like that fish. That don't taste too good. And he ended up, he had nothing to go home with. This man was looking for the perfect fish. And let me tell you, there is no such thing. There is no perfect fish. You're going to have to scale them. You're going to have to debone them. You're going to have to roast them so they don't see their face. Right? But Don't judge the fish. Don't judge the fish. Don't judge people. Amen. But take it home to the feast. Amen. The feast of the Lord. Take the people home to the feast of the Lord. Amen. And enjoy your meal. Amen. You will never find a perfect fish. Don't try to scale them fish before you catch them. Don't try to debone them before you catch them. Don't worry about how ugly they look before you catch them. Amen. Don't throw them back. Have a little patience with them. Don't be afraid to work. Amen. Don't be afraid to scale them. Don't be afraid to debone them. Amen. Don't judge. But feast, man. Feast. Feast. Feast on the love of the Lord. Feast on the love of the Lord, because, man, that poor guy, he went home and he didn't have no fish because he was just too choosy, too judgmental. Amen. We, as missionaries of the Lord, got to look past scaling, got to look past the deboning, and get the flesh of it. Amen. Get the very soul of it. Go in there and help the person, you know. Don't throw them back. Don't throw them back. Don't throw those fish back. Keep them. Oh, wasteful person. Keep the fish. And God will do a work with them. God is going to clean them up. You can't clean them up. You don't know how. You're too tired. You're too lazy. God will clean them up for you. He didn't tell you to clean them up anyway. He said He will clean them up for you. Just bring them in. Bring them home and give them to your wife. And she will clean them up for you. Amen. If you don't want to clean them up. But don't throw them back. That's wasteful. Amen. Clean them up. Bring them to the house. Clean them up. Bring the people to the house of God. And God will clean them up. God will clean them. He will scale them. Man. He will scale them. They'll bone them. Make them spiritual. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's many reasons why people judge. People judge because of fear. Amen. Some people is quick to judge another person because they fear that if I don't judge this person real quick, then they might know my secret. You know what I mean? So I better, you know, get on his case before somebody get on mine. Yeah. They have a lot of reasons why people judge. They judge because of their insecurity. You know, a lot of people, they are fear of things because they believe it's going to happen to them. You know, and, you know, they begin to judge another person because they're scared of, hey, this might happen to me. But God said, don't be afraid, because I am with you. And He is not the author of fear. He is with you. Amen. Some judge because of hatred, because they don't have love in their heart, so they judge. And to be a great missionary, to be a good missionary, and every single person here today is a missionary of the Lord, because they have to go out there and talk to people. You're going to talk to people in your work. You're going to talk to people that pass by your house. You're going to talk to people everywhere. Amen. People are going to pass by you, and you have to talk to them. You don't have to go knock on the door like Jehovah's Witness. You don't have to. Because God is going to send someone in your way. And that's your time. That's your time to talk to them, not judge them. Amen. Right. You don't have to go knocking at every door. Hey, you know, and bug them to death that they don't want to talk to you. How are you going to talk to somebody that you done irritated? But He's going to send you somebody your way every day. Somebody's going to pass by you for you to give a little encouragement, for you to give a little love. And that's what you're supposed to do. And you tell them about Jesus as they come along the way. And if you pray and you pray and you pray, the more you pray, the more people you see God send your way. You don't have to go look for them. Amen. Yeah, you're supposed to go and preach the gospel to them, but I'm talking about you don't have to go knock on everybody's door and irritate them. But you pray and you continue to pray, God is going to set somebody up for you. You're going to work one day and you see somebody broke down on the road, and out of the goodness of your heart, you step out and you begin to help that person with their car, and all of a sudden you're done preaching to them. And they say, I'm going to come to church with you next Sunday because I believe what you just told me. And you didn't just help them with their tire. You just helped them with their own soul. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to keep you too long. Amen. I'm going to finish it up right now. And all I have to say is that if you feel that you're not partial enough, if you feel that you can't see far, close your eyes. If you feel that you're not getting through to people as you're supposed to, let's pray now that God can put His Spirit that will open up a door that you can see past everything that is before you and see into the soul of people that you may know their hurt and begin to talk to them about their hurt, because you can't cure the symptoms, but you can cure the disease. Amen? So if anybody today, you know, I believe that God will give this power to anybody that asks Him. If anybody today needs this blessing from the Lord, that they may be able to win people to the Lord because of the goodness of their heart, stand up today and you can pray in your seats and we pray together right now. Amen? Stand up and we pray together for this reason. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, O Lord. Father Jesus, we thank you this day, O Lord God. We thank you, O great God, for thy mercies. We thank you, O great God, for every answer that you answer. We thank you, O great God, for thy lesson today, O Lord Jesus. We thank you, O Lord, and we are asking you right now, O Father Jesus. And we are believing upon you right now, O Lord Jesus, that you can make us better fishermen. We're believing that you can make us better winners of souls, O Lord Jesus. By blessing us, O Lord Jesus, by opening up a door, O Father Jesus, where we of utterance and of love, O Father Jesus, and where we may be able to go out and to bring people in, O Father Jesus, into your kingdom and into your beatitude, O Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you, O Father Jesus. If you believe today, just thank the Lord for it. If you believe He's going to bless you with it, just thank Him for it. And He will bless you with that in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise His name. I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor Peoples now. God bless y'all in the name of Jesus. Amen.